Voters approved multi-million dollar school construction and maintenance projects across the state, from places like La Crosse to Sauk Prairie, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. Northeastern Wisconsin will see something of a construction boom in the next few years. Voters in the Howard, Suamico, and Denmark districts also gave the go-ahead to projects. The Green Bay Area School District will spend $20 million to improve heating and cooling systems, asbestos removal, and window replacements. Brenda Warren is the school board president. She says the district is paying off old debt and will replace it with the new spending.
It may be partly due to the economy. I think a big part of it is that our referendum will not increase the property tax bill for taxpayers, so their property tax bill will be the same next year as it was this year.
In nearby Ashwaubenon, voters approved a $20 million referendum to build a new community center and pool. The willingness to pay for public projects could be a sign taxpayers are feeling more stable. That's according to UW Green Bay political scientist David Halpap. In dark economic times, he says such referenda are non-starters.
But as things have improved a little bit, I think school districts in particular have found it perhaps more palatable for the public to say, okay, you know, we're doing a little bit better financially. Can we start upgrading some of our facilities or maintaining them better than we were before?
Not every referendum passed with flying colors. One in Wisconsin Dells may go to a recount because it failed by a handful of votes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.